I don't believe in astrology. A lot of people do, either just for fun or more seriously, but I don't. I don't see how the motion of the planets affects my life or anybody's life. Also, I think that believing that the planets determine the course of your life is kind of a backhanded idolatry. I've had friends and people I've known who believed very much in it. They would say things like, oh, that's very Sagittarian of you. I'm a Sagittarius, by the way. Or rather, I'm what people who believe that you can divide humanity into 12 arbitrary personality types by what day they were born call a Sagittarius. The thing is, I sometimes read my horoscope in the newspaper or magazines, usually in the doctor's office or at the airport, and I'll think to myself, that sounds like me, a lot of times. But I think the secret, the real secret of writing horoscopes is to create something that any person would want to believe about himself. So to me, a horoscope is a piece of writing with nearly universal applicability, but no real meaning. And I could be wrong, but I'm living my life with the assumption that I'm not. The fact that I was born in December means nothing, except that I got a lot of, well, this is for your birthday and Christmas growing up. The gospel reading today is the beginning of what is called an apocalyptic section. Jesus is talking about the end times, and we just got the very beginning of this section of apocalypse in Mark today. And specifically, he's talking about how to know when the end times are approaching and what to do about it. And he says a few things, that there will be false prophets as the end times approach. There will be wars and instability and natural disasters. He says, don't be caught off guard. Stay alert. And the thing is, people in the church, some of them, have always said, hey, he's talking about our time. The end is coming not at some time in the future, but any day now. In nearly every generation, people say that. And it usually, well, invariably, 100% of the time has turned out to be wrong. In other words, it's a false prophecy. You can tell because the predictions of false prophets don't come true. And you've heard about some of these guys who predict the end of the world on a specific date based on the evidence of Scripture, they say. It's not new. It's been going on for as long as people have known that there will be an end. In every generation, there are wars and instability and things that terrify us and natural disasters. Few people go through life without those things happening. There are dozens of major and minor wars going on right now. It seems like not a day goes by that we don't hear or read something terrifying going on in the world. The attacks in Paris being the most recent and terrifying thing that we've had to endure. There are natural disasters every year. There are always areas of the world that are unstable and going through major changes, sometimes catastrophic suffering going along with that. Syria, Iraq, the Middle East, all the time. The end times are always near. So Jesus is saying something that, like a horoscope, has universal applicability. The signs are always there in every generation. But unlike our horoscope, the signs are not without meaning. The signs should point us towards something. They should point us toward what Jesus tells us to do in response, that every generation needs to stay alert. You see these signs, and it's a signal to you to be alert, because every generation is tested by its time. Every generation needs to be faithful, because the gospel is always the answer to the question, what are we to do faced by all these terrifying things? Christians get complacent sometimes because things aren't bad where we are. Maybe that's the blessing of knowing about every disaster, war, human conflict, all the time, 24 hours a day, as it seems we do nowadays. We are particularly aware that life isn't always good for human beings. Stability and peace are the exceptions for for most of the world, not the rule. Injustice is widespread. Progress is not the norm for a lot of places, even sometimes for our place. Progress is the thing that, with thoughtfulness and hard work and faith, perhaps, sometimes happens. People sometimes say to me, when they're going through difficult times in their lives or when they're contemplating terrible things that have happened in the world, I feel guilty about asking help from God because I wasn't talking to God during the good times. And what I say to them, and I say to all of us, is this: Jesus tells us it's always the right time to talk to God about our lives. It is always the right time to be watchful about what's going on in the world around us. He's telling us that in the gospel today. It is always the right time to be the people of good news, of gospel. Jesus says later on in this long talk about the end times that we can't know the hour that he will return. So for us, every day is both the beginning of the end and also the beginning of what Jesus calls the birth pangs of the new creation, the labor pains of this new world that Jesus brings into being, and therefore of new life for us through faith. And if what we have been seeking is a message of faith that, like a horoscope, promises only good things, then we will search in vain. If we're looking for a life that, like a horoscope, offers praise that we don't yet deserve and turns even our biggest faults into virtues, then we don't yet know that God wants more for us than to remain as we are without growing into something greater. Every day, to me, is a good day, a gift from God. Some of them feel better than others because they're entirely joyful. But even the ones that don't feel good, if we find God during the course of them, they bless us. They build us up. They redirect us to the one who made us and who has an eternal purpose for us. Every day is the beginning of the end, and also the beginning of forever, of eternal life. That is for the ones who can discover Jesus in the middle of all the strife of the false prophets, of the wars and disasters, and the peace that we think we have that fools us into thinking that God is finished with us and we're just fine. I have a theory. I think a lot of people want to believe in horoscopes and false prophets because horoscopes and false prophets give us easy answers. They tell us that the wars aren't our responsibility, that the disasters have nothing to do with us, and that the instability isn't our fault, that we're just fine. Jesus tells us that we live in a world where no matter who started the war, we're called to find a just peace, to console those who mourn, and to tend to the wounded. Not just for the sake of those we call our own, but also for the sake of our enemies, who are also God's children. And I struggle with that teaching, and I'm sure that many of you do too. Jesus tells us that whether the disaster is right down the street or across the world from us, that he is with those who are suffering, and if we want to be his disciples, that we will be too. Jesus tells us that when the world is unstable, we're called not to criticize, but to offer prayers, wisdom, and personal action to guide those who have power and to lift up those who do not. When Jesus preaches, it's not just to tell us how to think about other people or the world around us, it's to get us started on the road to affecting the world around us. Now, we can't transform the world, but God can. We can't save ourselves, but we can live with Jesus inside of us, so that his presence glorifies us just as we live to glorify him. Amen.